bring up anything you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. And tonight, here in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny Ray, you said it's hogwash. In the last hour, you sat quietly and listened as a man was on the line with us explaining his what was allegedly his story about his wife and himself opening up a store and not getting a sales tax permit and also not charging sales tax. And then eventually ended up having a bank account. Account garnished, ended up going to court. The attorney general's office threatened them, but allegedly backed down. I asked him, you know, can he point to us somewhere online where we can go and see the evidence of this of these claims? He said, I've never been asked that before, so I don't have any of this information online, which seems to be there's over the years, and it's been years we've been doing the show, for a decade we've been doing the show, we've had a variety of these legal theorists slash gurus call in. And it seems like it's one of two things when somebody calls. It's either somebody who has an amazing success story and no documentation online to prove it, or
he did not have that. He was telling like a story that rang true to me completely in that sense.
Well, it wasn't a total success story, but it certainly was.
Well,
you know,
what was the success?
He claimed that he, you know, didn't have the attorney general come after him in the very end.
They got $1,700 out of his wife's account and drove her out of business.
Right, but he said they were threatening with a $12,000 suit or hundreds of dollars a day, and that didn't happen. So
it couldn't have been $100 a day. She was out of business.
Well, anyway, he said there was like a $17,000 or $12,000 possible lawsuit that was coming that he managed to head off. And so it seems like it's either somebody who's got a story that they've told and they've got no real evidence online to back it up, or it's someone who's pointing to some kind of a guru, somebody out there who they know everything. Just go to their website and
go to John Smith's website. He's selling the key to it all.
Right.
$300. You try it out. If you go to jail, they won't bail you out.
Right. So it's either there's some guru who will sell you this, all this information and all the evidence, supposedly, for hundreds of dollars, or it's somebody who has amazing claims on their own, but no evidence to back them up. And you're just saying you think it's all hogwash.
Yeah, most of it was stuff that, well, first of all the legal land is really outside of my ken, so most of the stuff, I could take it or leave it, I had no way of knowing if it was true or false. But when he said things like, well, if you say you understand, that means you stand under that. That's ridiculous. That's not real. I know that has nothing to do with real life.
It's an interesting theory, and I have actually tried to apply that in real life, and it hasn't done anything.
Well, I think that,
I was just giving an impersonation of the man, and that could be taken as disrespectful. I didn't really mean any disrespect to Texans or.
But I like a lot of what he says. I mean, at the same time, I think a lot of this legal theory stuff is mixed in with stuff that makes sense.
One thing's for certain, you are accepting an offer. In real life, you are accepting their offer. But the question is, I mean, when you look at despotic regimes, are the, you know, these despotic regimes...
just making an offer?
Are they just making an offer? Well, hell no. I mean, they're making you an offer. Do what we say or we'll chop your head off.
Yeah, they're making you an offer you can't refuse.
Right.
Sure.
And essentially, that's the kind of offer you're getting from the government here. I mean, I don't believe that people are acting under this, you know, the judges and all the people in the judicial system, I should say legal system, are acting under, you know, this pretense that, well, we've got to make them offers and they have to respond in a positive fashion to the offer.
No.
We're just tricking them to responding properly and then we'll get them. No, that's not what they're doing. To me, what they're doing is they're going to get your butt, and they want to get your money, they want to get your obedience, and these are the things they want to get. And it seems pretty obvious that that's what they're looking for. Why wouldn't the Texas legislator just go ahead and pass a law that says, you know, you've got to do what we say? The judges would get out of this trouble. Judges go to jail all the time in this country.
Really?
Well, all the time. Yeah, every, you know, once a month or so, I'm sure you can find a story of a judge going to jail. There's plenty of judges out there. Are they accepting the offer of jail? These people that must be in the know on this whole offer and acceptance bullcrap. Politicians, governors, for God's sake, the governor of Illinois, was he accepting the offer of jail? I mean, I just don't believe it. I'm sorry.
I think you make good points.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Otherwise, these people would not accept the offers that they offer themselves.
I, you know, standing offer to you, if you are one of these legal eagles, you know, purported experts who've spent 20 years, and I believe the guy spent 20 years. I mean, you don't think he's BSing us, do you?
No, I think that everything he said was true. I think his understanding is off to some extent. That's what my understanding.
Do you think he's BSing us, Johnny Ray?
Yes.
You think he's just now? What? Why would someone do that?
I think he's making parts of it up.
Why would someone do that? I mean, why would someone come out with this if they don't really believe it? Why?
Because they want to be on the radio.
That's not hard to do, though. You can call this show and talk about anything you want anytime.
You can talk about cheeseburgers.
I mean, I don't know. Sam apparently set this call up. Sam from Texas. He, I guess, knows this guy. I don't know what their relationship is. So, you know, I don't know if they know each other from physical reality down there.
I think so. I think he's a relatively close neighbor of some sort, and maybe they're on the volunteer fire department together or something.
So, you know, he's a little bit more real than some of these people that just call the show out of nowhere, we don't know who they are kind of thing. I mean, is this guy working for the state? Is this some kind of misinformation campaign to try to really screw people up in court? You know,
the state wants compliance.
Right. No, so it doesn't make sense. So I think the guy really believes everything that he says. I really believe these people like him believe these legal theories. And maybe they go to court and they screw something up, and then they just tell themselves that, oh, I messed it up, and I need to do more research and figure out what I did wrong and, you know, what phrase I should say next time. Because, you know, when I pointed out to him that, well, I've tried the thing where you say I don't understand, and I've tried the not accepting the offer, and I've tried not consenting. I put in, you know, notices to the court that, hey, I don't consent to your rules. Hey, look, New Hampshire Constitution, Article 1, I believe it is, says something to the effect of all government of good, you know, good government is formed by the consent of men. I'm sorry, I'm butchering it, but it's something about people
right.
have to consent.
Basically, you have to consent.
So I've let them know on notice, hey, I don't consent. Well, guess what? They still apply their rules to me anyway. And coming up, we'll have another opportunity because they're coming after me for smoke alarms now.
Really?
Yep, they're saying I have to have smoke alarms that are interconnected. They say every house in Keene.
Every time they ask you if you understand, you say, nope, that's all. It'll keep you out of jail.
No, it never did keep me out of jail. So I believe these people believe it, though, and I really want one of them to have the opportunity to blow this big. Like, come to New Hampshire. Come to the Keene area, because that's where most of the court action, you know, lots of people will come support people at court here. I'm not saying it won't happen anywhere else, but I just, you know, James Cleveland and I drove to Concord this morning to stand in for Daryl Perry, who's our Friday night co-host here on Free Talk Live. He had a parking ticket. So, you know, we spent $20 in gas or whatever and money on breakfast and the time it took to go up there. Even though we knew that ultimately nothing was going to pan out because Daryl couldn't go to the court hearing, so he was trying to have James basically stand in for him and be the what they call the attorney in fact, where here in New Hampshire a layman can represent another person in court a couple times a year legally instead of actually having to hire an attorney. So that's what we were trying to do, but they ended up denying that motion because Daryl wasn't actually in the court and they can't move forward with a trial without the consent of the person involved. Even though there was paperwork signed by Daryl, the judge was like, well, I don't know if this is really his signature, so we're just going to continue the case.
But didn't he have a notary, a common law notary?
Yeah, he did.
Something or other.
But anyway, he didn't accept it, so the case was continued. But my point is, you know, we put all this time in just to go to a parking ticket trial. You, if you are one of these legal theorists, if you move to Keene, I pledge that we will have somebody there. It's probably going to be me, because I'm generally the guy that goes and records these trials. I will be there. And I will record your trial.
All I want, I mean, surely if there's a good theorist out there, what they want other people to do what, you know, to do
show
what they
us,
do.
Show us the ropes. Show us how you do it. If you are one of these people who claims all the success, I'll document it from arraignment to, supposedly you being not convicted, you winning the case, right? Let's see it happen. So far, no one's ever done that. Offer stands. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Those features, by the way, include the webcam. You can watch. You can listen. You can interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam, and it's free, just like the rest of our site. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Still to come, the gun buyback program gone wrong. But first, Tommy is in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark.
Yeah, I was listening to that guy from Texas, and I was wondering, I guess we can't talk to him now, but who gave him a home order without seeing a tax return of any kind from him, or from ever approving anything of income, unless he's a sole proprietor, and I guess if he's single and he's not making under $10,000 a year, I don't see how he's going to get a mortgage from anybody that would loan money to him.
It's a good question. I know that back in the day, it was easier to get a mortgage than it is today. I know that when I got a mortgage on my home in Florida? One of my homes. I got a mortgage. No, as I said, my second home. When I got my mortgage on my home here in New Hampshire, I did not have to provide tax returns in order to get that mortgage. I was able to get it based on the fact that I had an existing home in Florida that could be put up as collateral, essentially, if necessary. So it certainly was possible that, 10 years ago or before that, it was a little bit easier to get one without tax paperwork.
And isn't the only reason why you're not obligated to file is if you only make up to a certain amount of money each year, correct?
Well, I don't know what their laws are, and I agree with the gentleman on the phone. I don't I don't consent. I mean, I don't feel like I'm obligated to file anything, because if I'm obligated to file something with the federal government, please provide to me the proof of my obligation. Show me where I agreed to that obligation. I would really like to see that.
And two parties. There's two parties in every contract. Right?
I tend to agree with his statement there. And that's one of the things why these legal theories are so attractive, is because I think they're laced with a lot of, truth. I mean, a real contract has two signatures on it, right? The stuff that you, like when you sign up with a cell phone contract, that's not a real contract because it doesn't have another signature on it, and you can't negotiate anything about it necessarily. And they can also change the terms at any time. I mean, that's a real clear indicator.
At least they can send you they'll send you information that they've changed the terms for a cell phone.
Some of them say that they don't even have to send it to you. Okay. Have you ever seen that?
100%. I still think they throw your ass in jail, though, over it.
Oh, yeah. They threw Larkin Rose's ass in jail over it, and they threw Peter Schiff's ass in jail over it. But I'm sorry. I'm not going to allow fear to rule my life, and I'm not going to voluntarily consent to funding or, consent under coercion, to funding a group of killers. I'm not going to do it. And I wish more people would take that stance.
Good points. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you for the call, Tommy. I think you make some good points as well. Appreciate it. 855-453. Great question about the mortgage. Would have been a good question for Scott.
Yeah, it's a solid question.
But I think, if it was a mortgage from a decade ago, then it wouldn't be that hard to get that. 855-453. So, yeah, consent, I think, is important. And, to some extent, their rule depends on your acquiescence. I know liberty-minded people don't consent to taxes, but they still pay them. And
well, I mean, what's consent mean exactly? They're giving their consent in the sense that they write the check and send it off.
Yep, that's true. You're doing their taxes
grumbling
for them.
Grumbling or whatever really doesn't...
Right, you're doing their taxes for them. You're not only sending the check, but you're also assessing yourself, and you're figuring out how much to send.
Right. You're consenting in the sense of the victim of an armed robbery giving up their wallet. That's the kind of consent that you're giving. You're giving up the wallet. They don't have to do anything to you to get it. If more people said, "Hey, armed robber, I'm not going to give up my wallet. You're gonna have to kill me or hurt me to get it," then there probably would be fewer armed robberies. But
yep.
Those people wisely say, "No, I'm not going to be the one. I don't need to get beaten up over $50 or whatever I'm carrying."
Why is that wise? In the long term, it just makes you more of a slave.
Armed robbery.
Better red than dead.
Those people kill people.
No, I get what you're saying, but we're talking about the government here.
No, I'm talking about armed robbers.
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were still relating it to the government. I'm talking about the government.
No, well, I don't know. I put them all in the same boat, and as far as I'm concerned,
you're not going to get killed over taxes. That's,
no, you'll get incarcerated.
You might get incarcerated over it, that's for sure. But there are millions of people who don't pay, and those people are not being incarcerated over it.
Yeah, but once you're on your radar, that's a different story. There are millions of people who don't pay, and they don't seem to care about them.
Mm-hmm.
Once they decide, oh, we care about you, and when you stand there and say, well, I don't understand because I don't stand under whatever it is that you just told me, suddenly you're making them care, you know?
I know there's all kinds of reasons why people pay taxes, Mark, and, you know, you're making a bunch of excuses for it right now, and you're empowering the state by doing
I'm empowering and armed robbers, too, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, if you just, you know, if you don't provide any resistance, then they're going to keep getting more and more brazen with the things that they do to people. And if people would stand up for themselves, if people would refuse to obey, and to pay the state, then the state would have a much more difficult time.
The first thing you need to do is make enough people recognize that it's armed robbery.
Yeah, I just mean the people that recognize it. If the people that actually recognize that it's armed robbery would actually do something about it, then they would have very little that they could do to all of us.
I'm trying to get them to all move to one area so that we can actually have an effect on the law.
There's more of us than there are of them. And so, you know, if you really believe in the ideas of freedom, you should put your freedom where your mouth is and stand up for it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. Just what you're saying, there's so many more of us. There's so many more tax payers mm-hmm. than there are consumers of taxes. We outnumber them overwhelmingly. And yet, they have got us on our backs.
Yeah, because you put yourself there.
And
you stand up anytime you want.
I watched Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
When?
Over the course of 2 days. Mm-hmm. I finished watching it today.
Excellent. So it's fresh. Go ahead.
I think number one in the what was it called?
Don't strip our rights.
Don't strip our rights.
Where he and Kelly Voluntarius took off a bunch of clothes and went to the Manchester airport and handed out flyers.
In that particular scene, I would have preferred the focus to be more on Kelly than Derek today. There was plenty of focus.
You can get the DVD and the full unedited Don't Strip Our Rights videos. I believe more than one of them are there. At least one full Don't Strip Our Rights videos on the DVD.
Well played, Ian. Yeah. And number two, I think...
Order.victimlesscrimespree.com is where you can get that DVD. Sorry, go ahead.
I think if you show Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree to a cross-section of society, to the common man, I think most of them are going to come away with it liking the police more than they like Derek J.
That would be interesting to find out if somebody could run those numbers and show it and, you know, do exit polls after the movie and see what people think. If you want to tell me more about that, you can here in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Plus, we'll continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And this is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that you will find on our website. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You can get signed up for email, Twitter, Facebook. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us in the way that is most preferential to you, and they're all free. news.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever wanted to take a case to trial and you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney, the course for you is howtowinincourt.com. Howtowinincourt.com will tell you all the rules you need to know for playing the game that is the legal system. You need to know how to, you know, make motions, respond to motions, those kind of things. Unless you know that stuff, you really don't have much of a chance of winning. If you don't know the rules of the game and how to make objections, that's another important aspect, you're just going to be fighting in the dark. HowToWinInCourt.com works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, English common law courts around the world. And it's written so the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. It's got a brand new website, and there's all kinds of free tools. You can go there and use the free tools, buy the course. It's priced at, an hour with any good attorney. It's howtowinincourt.com. Ian, have you started on the course?
I have not, no.
Okay, I just gave it to you yesterday, so it's going to take you a little while to get into it. But once you pass, you can get an honorary degree of Juris Doctor. You have to get 90% to pass, because this isn't like school where you can pass with, like, 60% of the knowledge. When you check out, be sure to mention Free Talk Live. It's right there in the pull-down menu. It's howtowinincourt.com.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, and we'll go to Seth, listening in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live. Seth.
How you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Seth?
Well, my friend Daniel is up there in New Hampshire in the Free State right now.
It is not a free state yet. I would like to make sure we're clear on that. There's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Good, correct, correct. Good point. When it's no longer called a state, then it'll be free.
That's nice. Exactly right.
Anyway, he's been up there trying to find work, and he just told me maybe he's like there too early or something. He's also not in South New Hampshire. He's, I think, in more in central area. So he's having difficulty finding work. And if he doesn't find something by tomorrow, he said he's going to have to go back. He's got a wife and newborn that he wants to bring up there with him. So I was just wondering if you guys have any ideas at all. Oh, he just told me he's in Littleton.
Well, I would recommend that he goes to the Free State Project Forum over at forum.freestateproject.org. That's a good place to look for some jobs. But, you know, there are some stories that, you know, over the years that we could tell about people who've really jumped the gun on moving here. How long has he been here, do you know?
Just like maybe a couple weeks or something like that.
Gotcha. You know, I don't know how much time and effort he's putting into looking for work. I'm not familiar with Littleton, so I don't know what the...
Well, it's up there by Berlin. I mean, it's way up there.
Oh, it's up there. Okay,
I mean, he's out in the woods.
You're talking about the north country, not the center.
I can't provide... Look, I can tell you that if he comes down here, I'll get him an interview tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Get him an interview. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, but he's up in the woods. I mean, I don't have any lumberjack jobs for him.
So you've got to, you know, to some extent, if you're going to move to a low populated area, there's going to be a limited amount of jobs, and that's a factor. There's obviously the southern tier of New Hampshire has more urbanized areas with more opportunities and things like that. So that's probably playing a big role here. And also, you know, people really who are moving to New Hampshire, please come with 3 months at least worth of savings to live off of.
Most people don't have that.
I'm not saying that. Well, I don't know what most people have, but I know what I would feel comfortable with and what is generally recommended by folks, you know, that have moved here and that have looked for work. I know Derek J. moved here and found a job within a week, so it just depends on, you know.
You got to come to the urban areas to do that.
Yeah, why did he pick Littleton?
He's actually doing a radio show there, he said.
Great.
There's radio stations?
Yeah, I guess so.
So he's doing...
He's only been here just over a week, he just said.
Huh.
But
yeah,
I agree with you. He's not here. He's not looking long enough.
Yeah, I mean it takes time. I mean if you're so short on cash that you can only take care of yourself for a couple weeks before you have to bail out, I think it was the wrong time to move personally. But you know it's too late now, right? So he's got to find something quickly, or he has to go back.
Mark, your offer still stands. If you can give him an interview.
A friend of mine says he's hiring. I will make a telephone call. I will do my best. I mean, you know, friend obviously it's at his pleasure when he wishes to do that interview. But you know, he says he's hiring. The guy has to be, you know, he has to be the kind of guy that doesn't drink. He has to be able to get up in the morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. He has to be able to, you know, has to have a strong back and lift things. You know.
Well, he's an ex-Marine.
Okay,
I think he can handle all of that. Yeah.
See, now this is something that you know, it's awfully nice of you, Mark, to offer that. Although
not recommending. Saying that I'll make a telephone call.
It may not pan out in anything, but we can't have people call this show and say, hey, can you get us a job in New Hampshire? Then we'll move up there. This isn't a job finding service. So please, I don't want people to get the idea that this is something that we do here on Free Talk Live. You know, we do a radio show. There are resources out there. There's the Free State Project forums. They've got a job board, I think, at the Free State Project website. There are several links on the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com to job websites in New Hampshire, temp agencies, things like that. I think there should be, you know, some level of planning that goes into to making a move like this. And it sounds like he just decided to off the cuff move up here. And I don't know if that was the most responsible thing to do.
Well, you know, actually, I know that there are people looking for help in West Lebanon, which is not too far from Littleton. Littleton is really up there. It's
like an hour and a half or 2 hours from West Lebanon. I mean, it's a
it's north of West Lebanon on I-91. 2 hours.
No, it's
probably not quite that far.
What kind of work? What kind of work is it?
If janitorial work.
Yeah. So
he's not picky. He's not picky right now.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, that's another problem is some people will say, well, I can't find a job, but then they haven't applied at fast food. You know, they haven't applied in various different places where it would be easier to get a job because they're low skill or they're, you know, just looking to hire, and most people don't want that kind of work. So what I'd recommend to anybody who's considering making a move anywhere, not just New Hampshire, but anywhere, if you don't have a job lined up in advance, and it can be more difficult to get a job from a distance. It's usually easier to get something when you actually move somewhere. If you, you know, if you don't have something lined up in advance, move to the urban areas. I mean, Manchester's got over 100,000 population. The county's got over 400,000 people living in it. That's obviously going to be the best place to find work. Clearly, if you move down to the seacoast, that's very close to Boston. Easy commute down there. That's another good place to find work. Keene, it's a little bit more difficult to find work in Keene. And up north, it's going to be hard as hell. I mean, a lot of the people living up north, especially this time of year, are you know there's a retiree community up there, and there's some services that you know that they would be using, but a lot of those people go away during the wintertime. You know, they're going down to Florida, and so a lot of the population disappears up there, and that means even fewer job opportunities. So I would say he moved to the worst possible place to find work, and some of those towns are dying. There was Berlin, for instance, had a big logging industry for a while, and the major logger shut down, and ever since then, that town's turned into the Detroit of New Hampshire with property values tumbling big time. Wow. So I hope that helps to some extent, Seth, and I appreciate it.
Yep. Mark, hello? Mark, can he email you his resume?
Sure. There you go. Mark at freetalklive.com.
All right, perfect. Thanks
for the call, Seth. Appreciate it. Good luck. You know, I feel bad hearing those stories about folks who just kind of jump in. Sometimes it works. I don't want to.
Yeah, some people have absolutely done it, jumped in and come. But it's the best thing to do is to plan, to have some kind of plan, you know, go
have
and
some savings.
Feel out, find out where the areas are. You know, I don't know why. Maybe you had a free place to stay in Littleton or something
knows?
I mean, if you get a free place to stay, I can see why one would choose that particular area.
And it took me about 60 days to find a job.
60, okay.
And I was. Really? Yeah, it took me about 60 days to find a job. November.
Were you sleeping most of the time?
No, I was. My job. Although I wasn't working necessarily an 8-hour day, but during the week, my job was to find a job.
It's good to know. So you know, your mileage may vary. I guess if you come up here with next to nothing and no plan, then you'll be in a rush to find a job. You better find it fast, or else you have to go home. So yeah, plan it out, save some money up before you come here, and because you can't count on somebody to help you. I mean, usually the community's pretty good about trying to help out in whatever way they can, but you can't guarantee a job. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You take control and bring up anything in these remaining moments at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Do head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. Now, one of the things that one of the companies that has long been behind Free Talk Live is Midas Resources. Midas actually owns the radio syndicate that puts this radio show on over 100 stations.
True.
Plus XM, so from coast to coast. And as Midas is a gold and silver dealer, they will hook you up with a variety of different types of gold and silver, numismatic pieces, as they are called. And you can get them by calling 877-85...
Some of it's bullion, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah, numismatic is a collector's coin. Bullion is just something that has, you know, that it's gold and silver.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Okay. I thought numismatics have dates on them. I don't know.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
Okay,
I get where you're all from. The numismatics would have dates, but some bullion has dates, some
don't. Okay, I get where you're coming from. Anyway, you can get gold and silver over at silver.freetalklive.com or call Midas Resources at 877-857-9938. That's toll-free, 877-857-9938, or go to silver.freetalklive.com. I have used Midas and will use them again. Once again, that's silver.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with your calls in a moment, but Mark, you said I was too harsh. Off the air, you told me I was too harsh.
I should have called you out on the air, and I was really just, it wasn't, you know. Just
yeah, I actually had to ask you what you thought before you even told me that.
I thought you were too hard on the guy. I mean, you
this
know.
This was the guy who was calling for his friend who supposedly has moved to New Hampshire with, doesn't sound like very much money, and is looking for work.
Passionate and excited about the Free State Project, picked up and moved to a town I would not have recommended, but that doesn't mean that he didn't have a free place to stay. Maybe a friend of his lived there. Maybe his, you know, some kind of family member, I don't know. He moved, you know, with not very much savings and felt like, you know, he had moved, I guess, less than a week. And if he couldn't find a job in a day, that he was going to go back. So, I mean, apparently had 1 week to look for, gave himself 1 week to look for a job, which I've seen a lot of people get a job in that period of time that have moved here. But I've only lived in a relatively urban area of New Hampshire. I hesitate to call Keene, New Hampshire, urban, but it certainly is compared to Littleton up there by Lancaster, where the Porcupine Freedom Festival is.
Population of Littleton, 5,800.
Yeah, not big.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just, felt like there was a better way to phrase it. That's all. You know, that the guy could have, you know, hey, I'm excited you're here, and, you know, I share your passion for the Free State Project. What I'm thinking you can do to look for a job, but you need to give yourself a little bit of time to find a job, and maybe you need to go to some more urban area to find one, but, you know, there's a jobs forum, there's Craigslist, there's all kinds of ways to find a job.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. We've got David on the line over Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen. Nice to talk to you. I'm calling out of Reno, Nevada.
Welcome, sir.
I wanted to throw something out for you guys, just a quick philosophical question, and I'll take my answer off the air.
All right. If you want.
Basically, my question is this. After, you know, getting into the ideas of liberty and the non-aggression principle, it's changed the way I actually interact with people. I'm finding I'm more patient. I've got a lot more peace in my heart, and I'm a lot more generous now, whereas before, you know, I was a Republican, and it was kind of an us versus them thing.
Yeah, it certainly is.
And
now there's so few people that are on your side that it's not no longer us versus them.
Oh, yeah, I just removed myself from the equation entirely. So, but, yeah, I'd like to, you know, hear where you guys have come from a little bit. And, yeah, I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
What do you want to hear where we've come from? I'm sorry.
Why don't you just stay on the line?
Okay, no problem.
Our intellectual journey.
Exactly. Like, say, maybe one of you started off as a Democrat or Republican.
Gotcha.
Or, and if it's, you know, if the same thing has happened to you, like, you know, like starting off with a political affiliation, you know, actually has brought you more peace, which it has for me.
You're welcome to stay on the line and share, you know, okay, take part in the conversation. Go ahead, Johnny Ray.
I wish somebody like Stephanie was here, because I think that the three of us and then the four of us, including, I'm sorry, what's your name?
This is David.
David, including David, all came from the Republican side.
Yeah, there are plenty of people that didn't, but yeah.
I'm a registered Democrat now.
I grew up, I didn't think too much about politics or political theory until maybe I was in high school, eighth grade, ninth grade, and I started listening to Rush with my dad.
Rush, the band, or Rush Limbaugh?
Thank you, Rush Limbaugh.
Got it.
And I started thinking about taxes and government spending. And I joined the military. And while I was there. Say again, David.
Yeah, I'm a veteran as well.
Yep. And while I was in the military, I started to think, well, why national security is so important? Why should that be given over to the state? There's nothing special. There's nothing different about national security that makes it okay for the state to steal from the citizens to pay for that. There's if national security is a life or death situation, then so is health care. Why is the state not in charge of food distribution? I just lost my patriotic sentiments about national security and the police, and I applied logic to these things. And logically, there was no reason to have these Republican type feelings. Done.
Mark, what about you?
Well, actually, I'd rather you go first.
Okay, so I was also raised as a Republican and listened to Rush Limbaugh. Wouldn't listen to him now, but
I listened to him.
And let's see, I guess at some point I came across Harry Brown's book, which was his first campaign book in 1996. He was the Libertarian Party presidential candidate at that time, also in the year 2000. His book was Why Government Doesn't Work, and for me it was a huge eye-opener. I think that smoking cannabis helped me as well when I was 16. It helped me open my mind to the idea that the government has lied to me and lied to everybody and lied about a lot of things, as it turns out. So I think cannabis kind of helped me open up, and I'm not sure exactly how that book ended up in my hands, but it did, and that was a big moment for me, because it really brought me on board fully with the ideas of liberty. And then ever since then, I've kind of refined my viewpoint to the point of becoming a voluntarist, believing that all human interactions should be consensual. And the point at which I really found peace with myself was years later, almost a decade later, after I made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and really regained hope that things could change and that things could get better if enough people came together into the same place. Because until then, I was frustrated, angry, and so it was getting together with other people of like mind that helped me get that peace that you were talking about.
Yeah, I was your standard ditto head Republican when I started doing the show. I mean, you know, I had some kind of libertarian leanings on, say, you know, marijuana legalization and maybe immigration to some extent, but mostly just, you know, standard Republican voter. And it was really the listeners and conversations with Ian over the course of years that just brought me to the philosophical point of voluntarism. I'm not 100% sure that this could work, but I do believe that that people have a moral right to opt out of whatever anybody's plan might be for their lives. So, and for me, I felt the same way as far as peace went. I did not find these ideas to be something where I could find peace, and I would certainly love to hear your journey on that, David. You know, I found it to be very frustrating until I moved up to New Hampshire and I actually saw an opportunity for hope that, you know, somebody believed like I do, and there's progress in that direction. So how did you find the peace, David?
Well, it's weird because, like, you know, as soon as I came to this idea, you know, I didn't have to be in the rat race anymore. When you could just clearly see the contrast of right and wrong when you apply, you know, liberty and the non-aggression principle, it was like an aha moment. And once I surrendered and said, oh, okay, this makes sense, and that's like a big weight was lifted off my shoulder.
Does the injustice that none of this happens, does that injustice not frustrate you?
At this point, I'm not going to get emotionally invested in that because I'm still learning. It's going to grab my attention. And initially, like when I would start listening to Free Talk Live and Gardner Goldsmith, he got me onto this whole thing.
Oh, yeah, Gardner's great.
Oh, yeah. And I would listen, and I could listen like 2 days in a row. Then I'd just have to put it down. I'd get so angry.
I see.
And then, you know, and I'd come back to it a week later.
You got 20 seconds to wrap it up. Go ahead.
Well, tell you what, you guys helped bring me to this spot, so I thank you very much. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you via Skype, by the way, which I didn't plug at all tonight, and I apologize for that.
LRN.FM on Skype.
You can find us as LRN.FM on Skype. Add us as a contact. We will accept it. And then at that point, you can call us on Skype, and it's easy. And it sounds great, as you could hear. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.